Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here today. I want to draw your attention to Hebrews chapter 12 this morning, where we read a verse of Scripture that a lot of people have a real problem with, but they shouldn't, because we should never have a problem with God's Word. Amen? I want to read this verse because it fits into the narrative of the book of Hebrews that speaks to us, beginning at the very first chapter of the coming of Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful book. It's a book that touches on so many aspects of Christ's ministry here upon this earth, having taken upon Himself the form of a servant and made in the likeness of men. But we read in that verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 12, "For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every one whom He receiveth." Now, that sounds really harsh, doesn't it? And that's where people get all, "Oh, that's not love, that's not love, that's not love." Well, if you know what the words mean, it is love. The idea of chastening is pitoned in the Greek language, and it's the idea of everything that's involved with nurturing a child. Everything that's involved. Every aspect of it. It's a full orb word. And then the word scourge is the same word that's used in John chapter 15 to talk about how a husbandman goes into his vineyard and he prunes his vines so that they'll produce more fruit. That's the idea of scourge there. It means to prune. And so we find here that He is the one who loves us, nurtures us, everything that's involved in the nurturing of a child, every aspect, from discipline to taking care of them, feeding them, clothing them, you know, teaching them, all that's involved in this word, paiden. And then the scourgeth, he prunes. Sometimes He has to cut back so we produce more fruit. Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He received. Now, He doesn't do that to ones that are not His son, that are not His children. And this is the beautiful picture of the love. The word love, by the way, is the word agape. It's that word of the will, where He wills to love us in spite of our sin, in spite of who we are. And so this aspect, and by the way, for the next several verses, He goes into great detail about enduring chastening. His love is so perfect that it hits at every aspect of our life to mold us and to make us into what He wants us to be. That's what He's declared. He declared us righteous in His Son. Now He's making us that way. He's purging and He's pruning and He is nurturing and disciplining and teaching all the things that are involved with a father, with a child. And so this morning I want to encourage you to know that the love of Christ is not narrow, it's broad. It's very broad. It encompasses everything about you. Every need that you have, His love is there to meet it, whatever that might be. Is He not a wonderful Lord? He is more than we could ever ask or think. And I'm so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ today, who takes care of every need. Sometimes I'm bullheaded. Does Jesus know how to deal with bullheaded people? He sure does. Sometimes I'm too soft when I need to be tougher. Does Jesus know how to deal with soft people? He's a nurturer. He's one that can chase and pardon. He can meet every need that I have and bring me into His will. And so we thank the Lord for the goodness of Jesus Christ this morning.